You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. I just had lunch. I had gumbo out of the cafe because it's Fat Tuesday.
And how was it? Oh, fun. How was it?
It was bland.
Oh, no.
There's no spice in it. It was like eating a non-spiced vegetable chili with a little bit of chicken in it. But I quibble and, you know, that's not what we're here for. Lee, if you're like most eBay sellers, and I think sometimes you are, your idea of a great time probably includes an eBay event. Am I right, Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it does.
Jeff Tito, Jeff.
Yes, it includes, yay, a lot of eBay events, including one in June.
I feel like a dentist pulling teeth.
But that's not what we're talking about, my event. It's all about Jeff today.
Yes, it is. And Jeff Terrell is eBay's Director of Community, and he's here now to give us the lowdown on this year's upcoming eBay in-person events. Jeff, just what is eBay in-person? Griff asked incredulously.
Wow, you don't really know. We've had a lot of meetings about this, Griff.
I have no idea.
Sorry. Well,
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, thanks for having me, and nice to talk to you again, Lee.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, so this is going to be a series of events that we're doing all across the country. We did the eBay on location events in the past. Those were fairly large events, but we said, let's do something a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more
cozy.
Intimate, a little bit more focused. Right, cozy. That's a good word. So we're going to do a series of events all across America this year. We've got events starting this month, about 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be going the Southwest first, and we'll do a little bit of the West and into the Midwest. And then later in the year, we'll be looking at the Southeast, Northeast, and other parts of the country.
Where will you be going first, she asked.
First, we have to go to Lee's hometown.
Of course.
We're going to San Diego, actually north of San Diego in La Jolla, or La Jolla, as we call
that
it.
That is San Diego County, by the way.
It's still county, right.
Yeah, a lot of people would know it as,
It's a suburb, right?
Yeah.
If you've never been there, then you just have to know Surfing USA.
Right.
Because it's all over La Jolla.
That's right. Da-dee-da-da-da-da. Where's Wyoming anyway?
La Jolla is the upper crust area of San Diego. It is the high income area.
It's the highfalutin.
And that's why we're charging so much to participate in eBay in person.
Which is how much?
Free.
Okay, so you're going to be in San Diego first. What are the dates?
So we're in San Diego on March 18th, so Tuesday, March 18th.
Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday?
And then Wednesday, this is great. It's like a little mini concert tour. We're going to load up the bus and take everybody with us. And then the next night on Wednesday the 19th, we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's great. Right.
And then we wrap it up on March 20th, which is a Thursday, in Austin, Texas.
The home of the armadillo.
Is that what it is?
Well, yep. I want to go home to the armadillo.
I've never been to
Austin. Country music.
I know.
You've never been to Austin?
I've never been to Austin. I've been in San Antonio, Dallas, but I've never been to Austin.
It's one of the hippest cities in the world.
A lot of cowboys and tight jeans there.
Oh, no, but hip in a good way. It's all about the music.
Right.
There's tons of music.
But I'm very excited. We're going to some areas where we haven't been before, at least since I've been with eBay.
That's right.
So we're going to be visiting some sellers and some community members that maybe have had trouble getting to our events in the past. Yeah. We're coming to them as much as we can.
And get in on them right away. Where can they go to,
Yeah, the website where you can register, mm-hmm. ebayinperson.com.
Okay, so that's enough.
Yeah, you'll get all the information. You can register. The registration, I actually had a couple questions about this. People were saying, I don't see a register button on the first page. The registration is by event, so you don't register for all of them simultaneously. You register for the San Diego event or the ones we have coming up later in the year.
Which is already filled up.
I think we actually have some spots.
I couldn't get in.
Yeah, I think we have some spots. La Jolla and Austin were filling up last I checked.
Yeah.
But we did have one or two spots still up in the Phoenix.
Right. Well, if you wanted to register for all three events, if you're that kind, like the Fish, if you're on a Fish or a Grateful Dead tour and you want to go to all of them. So Griff asked.
Don't laugh. I was thinking about going to Austin. That's very funny.
Oh, Austin's fun. Oh, yeah. So Griff. Jeff, says Griff, what's the agenda going to be, as if Griff doesn't know?
So we did a little pilot of this last year and worked out pretty well. But what we're looking at doing is starting with a presentation. We want to make sure we've got some good, solid content. So we're going to spend about an hour talking through whatever's the latest news within eBay, best practices, a lot of stuff that gets covered on this show. But we're going to do it in a great sort of presentation format. So no matter what, you're going to get some great information.
Yeah, and it'll it'll be part and parcel with the ongoing theme of eBay Radio for the year, which is, you know, providing the best customer experience and how to avoid, you know, those sticky situations that can pop up with buyers.
Yep. And then we're going to follow that up. We're bringing a panel of eBay experts. We've got the individual members or what groups they represent may change throughout the tours that we do, but it'll be people from shipping. It'll be people from our seller protection team. Maybe feedback will be there. All the teams that sellers really have the most questions about. And then we've got this guy you guys have may have heard of who's going to moderate the panel for us.
And who would that be?
That would be Griff.
Oh, God bless him. So, I heard you did it at a couple of them.
Yeah, he was good.
I did. I had fun with it. It's I don't have the charisma, the power of controlling a room like Griff does, but it's a lot of fun. I know. It's all about stroking the egos around here.
I have this power.
But so, we'll take questions from the audience. It's one of the things we did last year, and it was
a lot of questions.
It was so much fun. A lot of people like to put us on the hot seat, and that's fine. That's why we're there. But if we can sort of focus the questions on the expertise in the room, it makes for a really fun and educational night.
I've been on that hot seat so many times in the last 18 years that I have asbestos buns.
Yep.
So then
we'll finish up the night with we'll save some time definitely for some networking for people who didn't get their question asked. They can follow up with us one-on-one. All the panelists, all the eBay people will stick around, and we'll hang out and listen to everybody's comments for as long as it takes. At least I'll be there till the
will there be drinks?
Probably not. Okay. We'll have some soft drinks. Okay. I mean, we're not going to do like an open bar. We've learned our lessons.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. This is
I still have a scar from one of them. So
I hate the stereotype. This is a crowd that doesn't drink as much as other groups I've been involved in.
Really?
Well, they're serious.
Yeah, they're focused. This is business.
They are. It is. It really is.
Then.
So what do you hope to accomplish with these events,
Well,
Jeff?
You know, we hope to a couple of things. One, we really hope to encourage some new sellers to become – or some new people to become sellers.
Yes.
We want the current sellers to feel like they've got a little bit more information, maybe be more successful, feel like they understand a little bit more about what eBay's about and they can grow their business. And then we also want to have a connection from eBay to our customers. This is a great way for us – to find out firsthand what our customers are experiencing, what their frustrations are, what the suggestions or improvements they may have for the site. All those things are things we all listen to, we all take notes, and even if we don't have the responsibility for fixing it when we come back because it's not our particular area, we'll go and sit with the people who do have that role and bring that feedback back to them.
Well, that begs the question then, who should consider attending this eBay in-person events?
Yeah, it's anybody who's interested in selling, but it is designed for people who maybe have sold one or two things already. Have some we don't mind taking some really advanced questions. We're not going to do this as a what I call a 101. We're not going to do the basics of eBay selling.
Oh.
We're going to be talking about higher level types of activities, but even people who are fairly new to it will get something out of it. But if you are an experienced seller, this is really for you. This is where you're going to find out sort of those next level tactics, best practices, and also get those questions that maybe have been bugging you at least asked, and we'll try and get you an answer.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So so you said that it's free?
It is free. It is first come, first serve. So we have a limited capacity. We're trying to keep these small. We really discussed how many people we think could get in the room and still have a good experience with it. So we've kept it to a couple of hundred. And it's not as big as eBay on location, which was up to 1,000 people. It's definitely not eBay Live, which was up to several thousand people. It's a three-hour event, plus whatever we go over talking to people. And so we wanted to keep it fairly small. So it is free because we just want people to come by and have a good time.
We should also mention that if you have an eBay meetup group, this is a perfect opportunity to come and spread the news about your local group.
Yep.
So both in San Diego, Phoenix, and in Austin. I don't believe there's a group in Austin.
Austin, I just got a notification that someone just started a group like yesterday.
So that person should definitely come to the Austin event. We'd be happy to point them out during the event and say, hey, if you want to meet on a regular basis, this person here has organized a group.
When we did the Seattle event last fall,
We created a group.
Scott Henshaw helped start a group while he was there.
So that's a good thing to do.
So at the risk of getting my hand smacked by Griff later.
What?
I'm just going to ask the question. So Do you really would like sellers who are newer to medium rather than advanced? I mean, you want everybody there, but you're kind of gearing your presentation toward people who want to learn how to sell on eBay.
Probably,
yes, no?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably
okay.
Not.
I would say it's more for people who have a good familiarity with how eBay selling works already.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna cover some And we'll cover things like the Global Shipping Program, for example. A new seller may not be thinking that level yet.
Right.
You know, but a seller who's already doing it is thinking about it.
Correct. And they may have questions specifically about that. They want to know, how do I maximize that? How do I get the most visibility? That kind of thing.
And to your point, Lee, this is also, we mentioned the eBay Meetup group managers. If you're an education specialist, and I know you are, you will want to come to this event. We love for you to promote your classes at the event. You can pick up some students as well.
I mentioned we've got, La Jolla, Phoenix, and Austin. On the site, you'll see in April, we're also going to Salt Lake. We're actually going to be at our offices in Draper.
Right.
And then we're going to go to Denver on the April 8th, and Omaha. We'll be in our other eBay offices in Omaha on April 9th.
And we're opening them up so that people can come to the office. And
oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. The key thing there is, we haven't announced our other dates for the year, but people can go to the site, ebayinperson.com. And they can subscribe, and we'll send them a notification when new cities get added, so they don't have to keep checking back, and they'll be among the first to know when new spots open up.
Right, and we are coming to the East Coast, so
definitely
don't worry, we will.
And somebody signed up for Austin, and it was already filled, and they put themselves on the wait list, and today they got put on.
Excellent,
yeah. So that happens.
So put yourself on the wait list if you can't get in. Right away.
There's always a percentage of people who sign up and then change their minds.
Exactly. Get,
you know, conflicts in their scheduling. Jeff, it's always great to talk to you. As if I don't talk to you all day, I do. We sit next to each other. Jeff is technically. Why do I say this? Jeff is my boss.
It's in
title only.
We're like friends who happen to work next to each other.
Yeah, but
one of them has to do the performance review of the other one.
Yeah, who decides how much of a raise that friend is going to get? I'd say that's your boss. This segment was brought to you by
Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Marketplace, eBay seller source profitable inventory. Coming up, more on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting 3-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.